This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. All states and UTs expressed unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindhu during the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing the media, Niti Aayog CEO B.V.R. Subramaniam said there was anger over what happened in Pahalgam and everybody commended the role and valour of defence forces and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that during the meeting the Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was shown during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Subramaniam said 31 out of the 36 states and UTs participated in the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog. He said this is the highest ever participation of a Governing Council of Niti Aayog. Mr. Subramaniam said almost 17 states have either prepared their visions or are on the verge of releasing their visions. The Niti Aayog CEO said India is at a turning point in its growth trajectory. He stressed that India is the fourth largest economy and a $4 trillion economy according to IMF data. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasised on one state, one global destination, saying that this would also lead to development of the neighbouring cities as tourist places. Stressing on the need to work towards future-ready cities, Prime Minister Modi said that India is getting rapidly urbanised. He highlighted that growth, innovation and sustainability should be the engines for the development of the cities. The Prime Minister also emphasised on the need to increase the speed of development, stating that if the centre and all the states come together and work together like Team India, no goal is impossible. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information Broadcast. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Kerala, the State Disaster Management Authority, KSDMA, has issued a public warning that the Coast Guard reported a possible leakage of dangerous substances from the cargo that fell off a ship in the Arabian Sea, about 38 nautical miles southwest of the Kochi coast. The KSDMA warned that people, particularly those living along the coast and fishermen, not to touch or explore the objects that fell into the sea, which is believed to contain marine gas oil or very low sulfur fuel oil. People have been asked to inform the police in case they come across such objects. The Liberia-flagged vessel MSC ELSA-3 was en route to Kochi from Viriyanam port near Thiruvananthapuram. Southwest monsoon set in over Kerala yesterday, 8 days before the normal date. This is the earliest date of monsoon onset over Kerala since 2009 when it hit on the 23rd of May. With the arrival of the southwest monsoon, a very heavy rain alert has been issued in Kerala for the coming days. In West Bengal, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast onset of southwest monsoon earlier than the usual. The IMD said that the monsoon is expected to reach sub-Himalayan districts of Bengal in the north very soon. It will reach the districts of southern districts of West Bengal in the first week of the next month. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. After being invited to bat first, Punjab Kings scored 206 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Shreyas Iyer scored 53 and Marcus Stoinis made 44. For Delhi Capitals, Mustafizur Rahman was the pick of the bowlers with the figures of 3 for 33. And that is the end of this news bulletin.